This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and your Washington Commanders are 1-0. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell.
1-0, baby.
How do you do?
I'm good, man.
You and I went to MGM National Harbor Thursday night to watch the NFL opener with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, the Cowboys certainly showed a lot more than the Giants did, but you and I left that night watching that game and talked about it Friday morning with the same kind of understanding. Good teams
find a way.
Maybe don't play their best game, but they find a way to win.
They do.
And yesterday, against the maybe pitiful New York Giants, or at least pitiful with Russ Wilson in there and a banged up O-line, against the New York Giants yesterday, the Washington Commanders controlled the game. Now, did they let the Giants hang around? Was the offense a little clunky? Yes.
We had a bunch of bogus little calls by the referees too. There should have been two more scores on the board.
Yeah, I mean the Wagner roughing I didn't love, but I think there were three calls that letter of the rule were correct, but I don't like the calls. The grounding call was correct because he didn't get outside of the pocket, mm-hmm. but he was just trying to clock it. It wasn't grounding.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he was under duress. The Wagner roughing. Letter of the rule, I get it, but damn. And then
So what's the letter of the rule? Are they telling people don't hit a quarterback?
You're not supposed to touch their helmet. You're not supposed to touch the helmet.
See, that's the whole thing about it. You can't control touching a helmet. So if you intentionally hit a person in the helmet, I understand. But when you're going full speed hitting somebody that's throwing a ball and they're changing the angle and the position of their head, you can't control just touching it.
I agree.
You know, and did he get up shaking his head? No. So they got to get over some of that, some of the BS calls that they have.
But unfortunately for Washington, they had 12 penalties in this game. DQ was pissed about the penalties after.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 12, you might not like them. Most of them were quite legitimate, and you got to clean that up. I think for Washington yesterday, you're able to win 21-6, a two-touchdown win. We'll get into exactly what the two-touchdown win means a little later.
A 15 hot dog win.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to say.
But for me, it's more about what they were able to do in a situation where they only went 4 of 11 on third down. Kind of surprisingly, DQ, there were two opportunities for what I thought would have been sure fourth down attempts that they punted. I think that, when they punted on a pair of fourth and shorts at about midfield, led me to believe that Quinn was quite confident in his defensive performance. And, hey, man, we're just going to get out of here with the win because we don't think they're going to be able to move the ball. And we're saving our A game for Thursday because we know we're on a short week. And it was the right course.
The way I look at the whole thing, okay, I understand people say, well, the Giants might suck. You know why they suck? Because the defensive line beat the hell out of their offensive
the
line.
The D-line was the best. The Commanders' D-line was the best group on the field yesterday.
And then the offensive line beat the hell out of their D-line to run the ball. When the Giants had 231 yards total. Washington had 220 rushing.
Yeah.
I think the thing of it is we have to get to the point where we understand sometimes people play bad because you make them play bad, not because they're just bad.
I think I agree with that. The defensive line, I thought if you're Adam Peters, like, and he's not a guy, like, I know this. He does not pay attention to social media reaction. The only times AP cares about something that hits social media, if it's factually wrong information.
About a contract.
Well, and it's from, like, you see these, like, random burner accounts and, like, just fake-ass accounts that are just engagement farming all the mm-hmm. time. He doesn't care about those. But if somebody that has somewhat of a following or is considered a real journalist, if they have wrong information, that will get corrected. Otherwise, AP doesn't care. But do you remember all the hand-wringing about giving Javon Kinlaw $15 million a year?
Hey, man.
I don't think anybody's worried about that now.
The whole thing about it is people have to stop making everything about the money if you don't understand the salary structure and the money structure of the NFL. I watched a thing where a guy was interviewing Fred Smoot. That same topic. Remember when it was like they thought the Commanders were overlooking the Giants because DQ said that the coaches had been working on the Green Bay contract? And Fred basically was telling the guy, like, look, man, you will never understand. Because you think you know something and you run with it instead of knowing. And I think the ultimate thing about the when it comes down to the money, the people that are discussing, oh, man, too much, he making $15 million, because they ain't making nowhere close. And they don't understand that these guys just make way more money than you make. They make way more money than you think they're going to make. Hell, I looked at it the other day. Rookies make $840,000. That's the minimum. $840,000 when I was playing, you were a top-notch dude. You know what I mean? So you have to get past the money and just understand these people paying what they know they need to pay.
I thought
they know what they deserve.
Kinlaw was fantastic. Payne, fantastic.
Payne was.
I want to dispel something real quick. Everybody's like, oh, contract year Payne, contract year Payne. He's under contract next year. Now, there's not guaranteed money on that part of the deal, but if he keeps playing like this, they'll probably just keep him.
Like, yeah, you know me. This contract year talk is annoying to me because most times when you get a guy that come in as a rookie, okay, and then all of a sudden he's in his fourth or fifth year, what is he at that point? An experienced guy now, right?
Yeah.
So he plays better. And everybody just write it off and, oh, he played better because it was a contract year. No, he played better because now he understands the rigors of this game. He understands his own little schedule. He understands how to prepare his body and take care of his body. And he knows how to attack a game now. That's why he played better, because he got experience, not just because they got a contract year.
Well, I thought yesterday you saw an experienced team. And listen, man, it's not all going to go like it did yesterday, where you're in victory formation at the two-minute warning, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not all going to go that way. But where you had really experienced guys that made mistakes and then rebounded. Zach Ertz on the first drive it was 3rd and 5 from the 48. If they get a marginal gain there, I bet they're going for it on 4th down, right? Instead, Zach Ertz gets called for the false start. Then it's 3rd and 10, which this offense generally avoided 3rd and longs last year. All of a sudden, first drive, they're in one. Zach Ertz has a drop on what would have been a first down. Would have been a tough catch, but he didn't catch it.
That hit him in the hands,
right,
bro.
Ertz.
Pull that in.
You know what he does on the next drive? Catches a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could talk about age or you could talk about experience. And in a game that was probably a little bit closer than it should have been, you get to the late third quarter and it's a one-score game despite the Giants' offense really unable to do anything. That last drive, the touchdown drive that sealed the game. They started, I believe it was first to goal, like from their 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it was from their 20, but then they took the penalty, right? That was a 9-play, 95-yard touchdown drive to seal the game. And I thought Debo on the jet sweep, the blocking on that was phenomenal. I thought Bill on the play before that, Eckler on the play before that. It was experienced guys that knew late in that game, fellas, we're not going to mess around here. Let's put this one to bed.
Yeah, and I think that, see, I was talking with, I forgot who the hell I was sitting next to. We were talking about, people talking about the age of the team, and I'm like, listen, man, watch this game right now. You got a bunch of old dudes making plays, right? You got a bunch of experienced guys making plays. Then you get a young guy who brings excitement, like in Bill, the spark plug. I've always felt you have to have a delicate balance of players on your team. And if you're trying to teach something, what's easier to teach young guys now? Have a bunch of veteran guys around them that can still play. And you look at this team right now, they didn't come in talking about we're going to change the culture. It came in and the culture changed because they brought in guys like a Bobby Wagner. They brought in guys like, now a Tunsil, and you have also a Von Miller. They brought in a Zach Ertz. All of a sudden now you watch the little guys, the younger guys making plays. Hell, the kickoff return by Luke.
Yeah.
You know, at a proper time.
How about Nick Ballore on specials?
Nick Ballore, damn near killed a guy. You know, I love that type of stuff. And then you're watching Bill, and you watch McNichols, and you
see. But, dude, for all the talk of Bill, and Bill was fantastic yesterday.
Yeah.
10 for 82 with the touchdown, average 8 yards a carry. Eckler was also awesome.
Eckler
averaged about 7.5 a touch.
Standing. Eckler get that one pass. And
the little spin move?
And he, boom, inside to get the first down.
Dude, I asked him if he thought it was going to be a house call. He's like, I was just trying to beat one guy at a time.
The thing about it, man, is just that you hear, if you talk to people that actually play this game, they will tell you as they got older, the game became easier because they understood what needed to be done. And when you're young, you always think you got to be the fastest, strongest, and on every play you got to go all out. When you get older, you understand when to do it, when not to do it. You know how to set up people. Hell, if you study properly, you understand. Like Fred was discussing with that guy as well. Like as you go through your career, you have folders on people. You know what they like to do, when they like to do it. So okay, it's 4th quarter. I know this guy gonna try to jam me, and I'm gonna set him up. You know what I mean? All those things begin to work. Jaden. And in the second year, hell with that slump, Jaden goes to Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane drops the ball. What do you do? Go right back to him. Yeah. He catches the ball. All the things that are happening on this team, man, it's something special. You know, and I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse. But when I watch guys do things like this team does, it shows me the mindset has changed. And it's not just particular people, every damn body. The young guys, when they come in, they fall in line. You know, you remember before, a young guy walking to this team, they all of a sudden became a damn leader, and everything was all screwed up. Not anymore.
I thought yesterday was a really, really good example. And obviously, we are all cognizant that Thursday night's game, one, it's short week for everybody. Yes, they have to travel, but if you want to get super in the weeds in it, Green Bay played later in the day, so Washington had a 3-hour advantage in recovery, right? I understand that the competition is going to step up in a significant way Thursday night from what we saw from the Giants. I don't know that the Giants can continue to roll out Russ Wilson. I almost wonder if they go to Dart by next Sunday against the Cowboys. That's for them to figure out.
There are many people questioning that they wanted to go to Dart yesterday, but they were afraid to go to Dart because
you couldn't
put defense
in there.
See, the
put a rookie against that rush.
If you put Dart in the game yesterday, we'll be on this radio saying, man, that guy can't play.
Right.
Because he would have thrown interceptions and took multiple sacks. I mean, unbelievable sacks. Russ, although he didn't throw the ball as much as Goel, Russ knew how to get the ball in his hand. He knew certain things to do. The young guy don't know that yet.
For me, what is the most illustrating of how things have changed, and I'm not talking about culture and all the stuff, all the crap that we used to get shoved our way via marketing programs, right? You want to talk about changed expectations. They won their season opener against the division opponent by 2 touchdowns yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the mood in that locker room was hardly celebratory.
Well,
they were happy to get the win.
Jaden said they played horrible. They played mess sloppy, he said.
Sloppy.
You know,
Zach Ertz told me
that's what I like to hear after a game like that.
21 points for us is kind of embarrassing. We expect to score every time we go on the field.
Yeah.
Like, That's what you want is, yo, good win, never in doubt, victory formation, but we want way more than that.
Yeah, they talk about their standards changing. They talk about how the mindset here and what it means to be here and what it means to be a commander. They didn't put a commander-style performance out there, and they weren't happy. That's cool. I like that. You know, unlike you go out there and you play terrible and you get a one-point victory and you act like you just destroyed the world. You remember that where people used to question the media and then fans for what you got to say now?
Right.
Well, you went on by the skin of your teeth, dude. And then the next week they lose by 4 touchdowns. This team wants better. And I put respect on that. And it starts with their coach. Because that dude is he is calm and cool too. But
he wasn't happy.
He constantly pushes. Hey, I'm cool with this victory, but you know what? We're not gonna do this if we keep playing like this. We gotta play better. And what did I tell you Coach Thompson would always say? You know, when you win, you can correct a little harder. If you lose, you gotta be coddling them a little bit. Hey, practice this week, they can't go very, very hard physically, but they gonna hear about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think looking at that game yesterday, Jaden finishes 19 of 30 for 230 with a touchdown and with another 70 on the ground. I bet Jaden would give himself, honestly, knowing that dude, like a C+. Yeah. I think he played better than that.
He played better than that, but you
have knowing Jaden, he wants excellence.
He wants excellence, but you have 4 or 5 drops. You put those four or five drops. You catch those,
yeah.
You automatically go to about 270,
dude.
280.
If he hits the deep shot to Terry,
yeah,
everything looks different.
Yeah.
And the grounding at the end of the first half was technically the right call by the Zebras, but like even if they get 3 there and then it's 17-3 at halftime, like it was a little clunky. They weren't very good on third down. They were 4 of 11 on third down. Penalties hurt them on both sides of the ball. You do know the refs are going to be a little more on top of procedural stuff early on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just think for a offense that really hadn't had all of its pieces together, Jaden mm-hmm. Daniels didn't throw a pass in the preseason. Terry McLaurin didn't take a snap. Austin Eckler didn't take a snap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get every Tunsil didn't take a snap. To get everybody out there at once in the first game and still – we're sitting here talking about a clunky offense. They put up 432 total yards.
Yeah.
They put up 220 on the ground. And if you want to nitpick and say, like, all right, Bill broke the 40-yarder at the end to seal it, that's what good teams do. You seal
it. What is he supposed to do, not break it?
Doug, it said a lot to me in that situation. So Washington got 1st and 10 deep in their own territory. That drive that ended the game, 1st and 10 with 2:40 left. Now, granted, at this point, it's a 2-score game, so there's not a ton of pressure. But 1st and 10 at your own 3, and Bill is the back. A rookie is your running back who's lining up in his own end zone in that situation. And then he breaks one. Like, that is exactly what you want.
Who's the guy we had on earlier this year that said, when you go back and you watch Jaden, they said even early in the preseason and you watch him in the early in the season last year, no matter what, he made the right plays. You know, it may not be a completion, but he made the right decision. That decision to throw the ball away, that was the right decision. You know what I mean?
On the ground and call
yeah,
saying,
yeah. That was the right decision.
Because he had the clock in his head and knew they were trying to get
looking,
three.
Well, that saved some time to be able to have to kick a field goal. That's what he was trying to do. So it was the right decision. They made the call. But, you know, it is what it is. But I will say this. I was thrilled. I was happy about yesterday. You know what? And, hell, I know Tanner was happy because he got a victory on his day.
Yeah. I was so happy for Santana. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Santana's going to join us later in the program. Dan Quinn's going to speak to the media later in the program. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11 a.m. Commanders are 1-0, man.
Yep.
And that's what they needed. They did exactly what they needed to do yesterday.
Oh, one thing, too. All the people that was knocking Connerly, shut the hell up. Let's go.
Connerly was good. He had some welcome to the NFL moments, but he's also a rookie going against.
Who doesn't have welcome to the NFL moments?
I think if you look at all the new guys that arrived, I mean, just so much good.
Amos for real.
Debo, Tunsil, Amos, stride for stride with neighbors.
For real, baby.
I thought Lattimore looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to like from yesterday. Phone lines at 11. We also, our guy White Brian is here. The Giants lost by 15. White Brian is a big Giants fan. And what's he wearing, a 106.7 The Fan Skins jersey?
It looked like he got on Burgundy and Gold.
Over the course of the next 3.5 hours, White Brian has to eat 15 hot dogs. Those are the rules. We're going to let him do it at his own pace.
That's the rule that he said.
Yeah, they created this bet. So don't you worry. We're going to get White Brian eating some hot dogs. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.